HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Silent Spring Revolution. John F. Kennedy, Rachel Carson, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, and the Great Environmental Awakening by Douglas Brinkley. Read by Stephen Graybill. A note before we begin. For a list of national parks and wildlife refuges, notes on the text, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/Silent Spring Revolution. Dedicated to my wife, Anne Brinkley. Everlasting gratitude. And the Walden Woods Project. The more clearly we can focus our attention on the wonders and realities of the universe about us, the less taste we shall have for destruction. Rachel Carson, accepting the John Burroughs Medal, 1952. When will people fully understand and accept the obligation to the future? When will they behave as custodians and not owners of the earth? Rachel Carson to Stuart Udall, November 12, 1963. Preface. As I sit at my office desk at home in Austin, Texas, my bookshelves are packed with conservation histories. But across the room, I see arresting images on TV of California firefighters at Yosemite, struggling to prevent some of the world's oldest giant sequoias from burning. Amid the western slopes of the Sierra Nevada, John Muir's hallowed Mariposa Grove, with its 200-foot trees, is right now in the path of the 4,200-acre Washburn Fire, and swathed in columns of menacing white smoke. The big trees, as Muir called them, could normally withstand fire due to their thick, moist bark. Now, with warmer annual temperatures and sustained droughts, their bark is thinner, drier, and less able to keep the giant sequoias protected when they're threatened. Human-caused climate change is now everywhere, evident even in the bark of 2,000-year-old trees. Massive wildfires have become so routine around Yosemite that visitors arriving at all four entrances are greeted by the charred reminders of the ongoing catastrophe. What California is experiencing isn't a series of freak global warming events, and Yosemite isn't an anomaly. This is the new normal, courtesy of our nation's, indeed the world's, addiction to fossil fuels. Here in Austin, it's a brutal 110 degrees Fahrenheit, about 43 degrees Celsius, while I sit inside hiding in air-conditioned comfort from the weather, from nature, from my typically active life outdoors. Triple-digit heat has led to poor air quality, which exacerbates my asthma. Writing Silent Spring Revolution during these drastic years of climate danger has been a long, affecting adventure, but one that buoyed my spirits over our current predicament. Exactly 60 years ago, Rachel Carson's Silent Spring exposed the dangers of pesticides, turned environmentalism into a public health crusade, and helped galvanize a whole new generation of green activists. During the long 60s, 1960 to 1973, this Silent Spring generation inspired three precedents to heroic environmental action and moved Americans of all stripes to stand up to protect the only planet we have from defilement. Although it doesn't constitute a major part of this narrative, I document how John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and Richard Nixon all dealt with climate change. The burning of fossil fuels is the main cause of global warming. As greenhouse gases released.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?